enough, and it's time for a change. Yo, it's a special We Talk Wrestling Road Rant Radio. Ayo, I'm not Addy.
You recording this motherfucker now, motherfucker?
Yes, I am.
Ah.
What the hell?
Ayo, I am Addy.
Ayo, I'm Mo. We're on our way to Heart Legacy Wrestling with Blame It on the Rain from Milli Vanilli in the background. Yes, that's right. Addy's car. Blame it on the fucking rain. Ah, shit.
You let her walk away. Just don't feel the same.
Now, I'm not going to lie to you, folks. This is kind of an experiment to make sure this thing's even working before we head up to the Royal Rumble. And, we're there in a week.
Yes,
we're there 1 week from today.
7 days.
Yeah, exactly 7 days. So we're just over here. We're going to Heart Legacy Wrestling. We're going to meet your buddy Jeffy.
Yes.
Can we call him White Jeff?
We can, because that would be an apropos description of fucker.
Can we call him Whitey?
No. Come on.
Alright, sorry, I don't want to cause a...
fuck.
Relax, dude, you have lots of time before the lane ends.
I know, but that asshole is a cocksucking motherfucker.
Yeah, so,
kill that guy if I had my gun.
So you guys are here, though, to hear us talk about wrestling. Theoretically.
Yeah, in theory.
In theory. Now, should we just keep going with this Milli Vanilli in the background here, or what's the deal?
What, would you like me to change the song? What do I come next turn it, on my...
No, just turn it off. Turn it off. We'll talk some... turn it down, turn it around. Yeah, we'll talk some... Because, okay, we know who's going to be there tonight at this Heart Legacy Wrestling. They're bringing a lot of names. Their original show, this thing being run by, I think, Teddy Hart and...
And a lot of local guys.
One of the Ross... Is it Ross Hart again? Throwing his name... Bruce, I don't know.
That's in February.
So February? How do you know that Bruce will be in February? Are you sure?
Liger is going to be there.
Oh, yeah? And what? What?
Jumper. But who's going to be there? Harry Boy Smith.
Harry Boy Smith? Yeah. Harry Boy Smith. What will he go by? Harry Smith? Harry Boy Smith?
No, he's Davey Boy Smith. He's Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Well, that's in Japan, right?
No, where he's wrestling. That's what he was... That's on the poster.
Is he? Oh, he's Davey Boy Smith
Tag
Jr.
team partner, whatever, Archer. Lance Archer. Yeah, they're going to be there.
What was his name in...
Lance Hoyt. In TNA. Vance Archer in that ECW. When it was Vance Archer.
Yeah,
and,
how is Lance Archer? Clever.
I know. Lance Hoyt... He had another name, too. Before he was Hoyt, he was it was like Dallas. Or he had like a single name when he was a bodyguard for Kid Cash.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I forget what it was, though.
I don't care.
No, nobody gives a fuck.
Yes.
Bobby Lindsay will be there.
Bobby Lindsay will be there. That's good. Yeah. That's good. Apparently, he's going to grant us an interview, but you probably won't hear it.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. He's,
so happy to be here.
See, he's soft-spoken, hard-hitting.
He's hard-hitting and soft-spoken.
He's a little bit of both. He's definitely soft-spoken.
He's also a little bit country and a little bit rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of which, they're going to have the Hottest Girls in Calgary contest, speaking of a little bit country.
Country?
Yeah.
Hardcore?
Hardcore country.
Oh, Dixie won't be there.
Oh.
So what else we got? Olale.
Arriba La Raza.
Conan.
Is Bowdy Bowdy.
Oh. And Rowdy Rowdy.
Rowdy. Rowdy. Ronda Rousey.
I wish she was there.
No, she will not be, though.
I know.
Who else? It was supposed to be Kevin Nash, but shockingly, he's no-showed. Or canceled, I guess. I can't say no-showed because it was known ahead of time that he's going to cancel via Twitter, of course.
Yeah, of course. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's not going to be there, all right?
But Trent Beretta is replacing him.
No, Trent Beretta is replacing somebody else. Isn't there somebody else who's not going to be there?
Oh, it's possible.
And because I thought Jim Neidhart.
Oh, Jim, yeah,
was
yes.
replacing Kevin Nash.
Jim the Anal Neidhart is going to be there. Hope he has a fanny pack on.
And no shirt.
Yes.
Well, that's a guarantee.
Well, I was going to say that.
I hope whoever's wrestling him stretches. That's all I have to say.
That's right.
Doesn't sign any autographs right beforehand.
I hope whoever wrestles him stretches him.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see.
Just to get warmed up.
I think that's just about it. The question is, okay, and then you say local guys, right?
Yeah, jobbers.
Jobbers.
Like Teddy Hart and...
I guarantee you Teddy Hart's going over tonight. Was Jack Evans going to be there? I mean, I just assume.
I don't know. Maybe.
Who cares?
It was supposed to be Samurai Del Sol.
Oh, shit. There's my phone. Sorry, my alarm's going off, I think. I was having a nap right before you showed off, which is why when you showed up, I had to put my pants back on.
Uh-huh.
And I set that in case you didn't show up.
A bit of sticky.
I sent you that text saying I put my pants on and I'd be right out.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you said, I see this one says, yes, please do, I'm here.
Yes.
But why is it the second text says, I know your pants are large around the waist, but how long does it take?
Yeah, to put your pants, because you took like 10 minutes to get out, and all you said you had to do was put your goddamn pants on.
Well.
How long does that take? I mean, I realize that it's like putting on a Ringling Brothers tent. But still.
Patty, you keep saying shut like that. Like people that listen to this will think I'm fat.
It's like you're fumigating for silverfish.
So anyways. All right, so we got... the question is we got these guys.
The question.
The question to me is, do we know any... Like, we know who's there.
Well, local guys. Okay, we also said local guys, like Goldust.
I don't believe Goldust will be there. Oh. Though he was somebody... Oh,
Ravenous what? Randy.
Just tell the story again.
Ravenous Randy said that last time we went to Cochrane, like years ago, when Goldust was advertising the show, wasn't there, and they said, you can call him, and then they gave him a local phone number. Our area code is 403, and he's like, 4036, whatever, and I don't remember the phone number, but you know, like, wow, Goldust lives in Calgary. Awesome.
All right, and tell the story about why Nash is Neidhart's opponent needs to, because that's a great one.
Well, it's because I hurt Tito Santana.
Tito Santana was scheduled to wrestle Neidhart that
he
night.
He did wrestle Neidhart that
he
night.
He did wrestle Neidhart. Wait about 2 minutes, yeah. And then he pulled his groin.
Yeah, he got counted out, or and, a double count out, or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so afterwards, they asked him what happened. He said, I guess I just didn't stretch enough. I guess I signed just one autograph too many.
He signed one too many autographs, and I was that last autograph that night.
Fucking right.
I heard Tito Santana.
You did. You pulled his groin.
I pulled Tito Santana's groin. Arriba! Talking about a flying jalapeno.
So anyways, the other question for me is, we know so we're talking about Lindsay, we're talking about Conan, who I don't expect to actually wrestle.
The Super Smash Brothers will be there.
Del Santo, Super Smash Brothers, so some indie guys, and some local guys, and all this shit. And some
Generico was supposed to be there and won't be.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's the, I think that's Trent Beretta.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, it's fine.
So we'll be, will, swap. Will it be Anvil against Conan?
Yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it? But no.
Define makes sense.
Well, here's my question for you. We're talking about the guys that are on this. Do we know actually what any of the fucking matches are, though?
No.
It's like they list the names, but they don't list who's going against who.
This is correct.
Yeah. Well, so, I don't know. Is that
would that matter?
Well, no, obviously not. No. We have front row seats.
Next in February, they've announced Jushin Thunder Liger is probably coming, and John Morrison is already on their poster. So, I mean, you may want to announce if they're going to wrestle against each other.
Sure.
But I believe they already are wrestling, maybe WrestleMania weekend or before that. I thought in the Northeast on an indie somewhere, it's Liger against Morrison.
See, and I didn't think Morrison was actually taking independent dates. I thought because he was just trying to become an actor.
Well, we'll see how many people that we just sent show up tonight, and then we'll know about Morrison.
Yeah, and the other question is are they advertising him as John Morrison? Because isn't that the WWE trademark name, Morrison?
I have no idea. Yeah, but I think honestly, I don't know if they've advertised John Morrison or if his picture is just on the poster.
Okay.
I didn't look that much into it. I just saw, obviously we know who the fuck John Morrison is, so when you see his picture, you're like, oh, right here, This is, I told you that story about a couple weeks ago when I went down the wrong way on this road. Yeah, that was right here.
That was here?
Yeah.
This is not an easy road to go up the wrong way on.
It actually is. Look, if you go here on 42nd, on the I was coming out of Frank Sisson's.
Yeah.
And right here. You see there's a, oh no, not there. Come on up here.
No, I still don't understand
There's a median.
Oh, okay, I know exactly where
you're talking about. And so I came down here instead of going all the way across. That's all. I just wasn't paying attention. I think I was texting or something. I wasn't paying attention. So
yeah, so you're, yeah, I know.
The best is two people followed me.
Well, they're probably also texting. Everybody doesn't care when they drive, despite the laws. Anyways, all right. So we don't know what's, so what matches do you want to see? Is there anything you want to see? Like, is there anybody you're like, oh, you hear that and you go, okay, that's the best matchup?
No, I mean, if, I guess if
speaking
Teddy
Hart. WrestleMania. Speaking of WrestleMania, Florida on.
Florida,
yeah, but it's a little quiet, which is good because we're recording a podcast. Perfect timing, perfect.
Teddy Hart against Trent Barretta, sure.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, because if that's replacing El Generico, I would assume Teddy would have been Teddy Hart against El Generico.
At which point Teddy Hart would have gone over.
Well, sure, but it's a fucking indie show, so nobody gives a fuck.
No, I know. Well, they're going to have more. I mean, I don't know what the long-term plan is here. I mean, they're not calling it Stampede Wrestling for once, and yet it is the Hearts, or at least some Hearts have a name with it. It is Teddy Hart's thing.
They're going to do some sort of ceremony honoring the Hearts and shit.
And Stampede Wrestling
guys,
legends.
Like,
so maybe Cuban Assassin will be there, Jerry Morrow, Champagne Jerry Morrow, who was fucking great. Maybe they'll honor somebody who's passed away, like Bastion Booger. We would know him as Mike Shaw or Muck and Sing,
right?
Yeah, that's,
Abu Wiesel, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, Ron Ritchie, who knows? You never know.
Ron Ritchie?
Two or three times he held the North American Heavyweight Championship.
The fuck you say?
Dad News Allen, Lethal Larry Cameron.
Yeah. And a whole host of other dead people.
Yeah, exactly. Ben Bassarab, he's alive.
Benoit.
No.
Pillman.
Maybe. I could see that. But, yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe
Bruce carried him to so many tag team matches, right?
Exactly. So, I mean, the point is, though, that they're not calling it Stampede, but it is definitely, it is a hard thing. Which is good. I think at this point, calling it Stampede Wrestling, I think you're better off. You're stronger calling it.
Wrestling in Calgary.
Yeah, your heart.
Independent wrestling in Calgary is fucking Stampede Wrestling.
Well, but no, I mean that company that the Prairie Wrestling Alliance, right, has been running for a while now. Lance Storm was booking it; he's not anymore. But as of recently, a month or something like that, he stopped.
I haven't heard them talk.
They only run once. They only run. I think they run two shows a month. One in Calgary, one in Edmonton.
They take
right?
some time off during the year as well. You know what I mean. So yeah, and I think that's mostly an Edmonton based.
Holy shit!
I know. Fuck.
Try not to kill me.
Why? How can I kill you? You're like a human.
I'm so
airbag.
Lovable. Oh, that's what you... Fuck you! You like my comeback?
Yes, that was...
clever. I wrote it myself.
Okay, that guy just... What the... Oh, okay, I see.
Well, so, anyway, so, yeah, no, that's wrestling in Calgary. Now, the other question is then...
boobs?
What do you think their long-term goal here? What are they... Like, I guess we'll see what the production values are like here. Usually in
production
the first...
Production values?
No, well, I mean, they'll have something. I imagine I'll have something. And usually when you get to Calgary...
you're aware we're going to the Victoria Pavilion,
hey,
right?
Look, I saw the return of Stampede Wrestling in the Victoria Pavilion a few years ago, and they had, like, fucking smoke and lasers and all that shit,
right?
Yeah,
because that's still happening, right?
Yeah,
good point. We're going to an independent wrestling show.
Yes, we are. But the question is, number one, are they taping it? Are they bringing in all these big names? I mean, yes, it's an independent wrestling show. But, I mean...
advertising all of these big names. We will do the show.
We'll see how many show up. That's true. Kevin Nash, though, I mean, he's not showing
Conan
up, but you know what?
Conan has said he's coming. I mean, he tweeted that he's still going.
Kevin Nash, though, for instance, they were bringing him in, and he's not cheap. I don't think Lindsay is cheap. Bobby Lashley. I don't think Bobby Lashley is cheap. But, you know,
the rest of some of the quote-unquote big names. I mean, you're talking about the tag champs of, you know, the IWGP tag champs, which are...
Yeah, well, one's a local guy, one's not. But whatever. Yeah. But the point is here is when we talk about production, it's just the reason why I bring it up is, are they taping it? Are they planning to put it on DVD or whatever it is you do now? It's obviously not an iPay-per-view. Is it a test for an
iPay-per-view?
Is it a test for an iPay-per-view? Are they going to try it?
An iPay-per-view, motherfucker. I was just about to say.
Really?
This may be on their website. They may have said that it's going to be an iPay-per-view.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I don't think it is. I'm pretty sure
it was. Well, maybe February is.
I know this has been getting play in some of the bigger. It's big enough that it's been getting some mention in some of the dirt sheets.
Well, they've been advertising.
But not just advertising. Some of them have mentioned, oh, there's this show happening tonight a couple times. Enough that it's. Some people are aware of it. It's not a huge deal, right? But the other question is then is, are they going to be trying to get on local TV again? Is that the other goal? I work for a cable provider who has a local station. Last night they literally were down filming a independent leg wrestling competition.
Who won?
I think it was Red Thunder, but literally
Red Thunder went over.
There was an independent leg wrestling. There was a leg wrestling competition. They literally taped that to put that on TV.
Did he
cheat? And I asked them if they would put this on, and they said no. So that's how highly thought of this is. Did he cheat?
Yeah. Oh,
why would he cheat?
To go over.
Why would he have to go?
It's fucking Red Thunder. He always cheats to go over.
No, Red Thunder was a babyface.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. Anyways, we're pulling up to the casino where we're going to eat here. Yeah, and I'm not sure. Are we gonna record while we're eating too, or are we just gonna? What?
No, I don't think they'll let us record in a casino.
Yeah. Oh fuck. Yeah. Good point. Well, I mean, it's just audio. Nobody would even know. But no, it's all right. Well, and we won't be recording obviously during the show, so it won't be live audio commentary.
No.
What it will be though is as soon as we get back in the car, we'll fill you in on what happened, and
we'll get you up to date.
Maybe we'll put something. Yeah, we'll do something.
We
but
won't fill you in.
Addy likes to fill you in.
Lost satellite reception.
Oh, no shit. Anyways.
Holy cocksucking motherfucker. Seriously, are there any parking spots in here?
There's a dude back there. Why didn't you ask him where am I supposed to park?
What do you mean there's a dude back there?
Didn't you see the dude back there helping somebody find where to park? Besides, there's more than one level, too.
That's true.
It's a Friday night. And, I mean, we'll see, like I said. Now, the other question I have for you, I don't know. Are they going to try and get on local TV, blah, blah, blah. But my other question for you is how many people do you think are going to show?
Eight.
Okay. No, seriously.
I don't know.
Make a guess on the house. I think the pavilion holds about. All right. No. Legit. Like, how many people do you think are showing up to this thing?
I don't know. 400. No.
Okay, that's about what it holds. Okay. 400. Okay. Let's say that.
It holds 400. So I say 200.
Okay. 200. Let's say 200. Uh-huh. How many teeth do you think will be there?
Eight. That's including us.
All right. That's it for this. This part. We'll talk to you after. All right, hey, yo.
Fuck me, what the hell?
I don't know. What are you having trouble with?
Just turning in general and not hitting other cars.
Yeah.
You
haven't had a drink in a few hours. So how far are you talking? We're back in Addy's car.
Totally.
Show's over. We're a little, I don't know, groggy probably is the best way to describe it. Like, you know, fucking 4 hour plus show, right?
It's an indie show.
Yeah, it's an indie show. Cramped, bad air, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Not so much the
smoky intermission.
Yeah, like it's just, I mean, you talk about the ECW bingo hall and the pavilion they hold this in is the Calgary equivalent, right? Of that.
Holy shit.
Yeah. It's the Calgary equivalent of the ECW bingo hall, right? Pretty much, like as far as like a facility.
Yeah.
Except for maybe a little more of a dump. But it's tradition, I guess. And that's why they ran there. And that's probably why they will. So we're not going to go through the whole matches. Just kind of the experience, I guess, more.
Yeah, just
right?
The general experience of it all. If you will.
Few things that... There's a lot that stood out for me. There was some bad, but there was more good. Generally, it was a good show. I mean, I definitely... I'm glad we went. I had a lot of fun. I had more fun watching this show by far. Than the SmackDown we went to the year before? The SmackDown tapings?
Yeah, oh yeah, this was, I thought this was a great, I mean, it wasn't perfect, obviously.
No, it's not perfect.
It wasn't the greatest show I've seen all time, all my life. But it definitely...
As an indie show, it's pretty damn good.
It exceeded my expectations, I guess, is the best way to put it, right?
There was some bullshit, but there's a lot more good moments, fun moments. Mm-hmm. So, first off, one of the things that caught me off guard right away is we didn't know this, is that...
And our asses had to call somebody.
One of the things that caught us off guard, Conan, who was there, and we were talking about him throwing his shoe and all this stuff. We were kind of making fun of him.
Yeah.
He's there, all the way from Cuba. He's not even Mexican.
And,
according to Ted DeHart, but which I guess I suppose is true. But anyways, he's financially backing this.
That's what Teddy Hart said. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't think
it's him individually, but he held a lot of power with a AAA.
I could probably just go on the cloud trail and just turn off and go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the best way to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he holds a lot of power within AAA, and I get the feeling it's more that they have been. I get the feeling it feels like they're working more of a talent exchange, and this is a Calgary offshoot in some ways of AAA and also New Japan. And
yeah.
It's. I don't know if it's him so much individually, but I think he is getting his group and his supporters to be part of it.
And he's the face of the backers, essentially. I wouldn't say that he's throwing his personal money around, but he's the face of the backers.
But without him, it sounds like it wouldn't have happened. And I think that's probably true.
Well, that's what Teddy Hart said.
I think that's probably true. Teddy Hart said a lot. I mean, he didn't shut up for a long time.
Yeah. But he was going to put the microphone down.
Yeah, right. And then pick it up again, talk some more. So I thought that was interesting. He also said, Teddy said that Conan is booking it, basically. And I think that's probably true.
Yeah,
I get the feeling that he was booking it with somebody like Ross Hart giving some influence. And that's why you saw some of the older Calgary characters like, Jason Terrible and the crotchy vice angle that, that happened. Things like that. That smacks of Ross Hart. And then you kind of got... Booker kind of putting his influence in, and then Booker is Conan is the main Booker, kind of. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what it felt like.
Yeah, I guess that's fair. That's probably a fair comment. You had, a lot of guys that, you had a mixture, I guess, of you had, international guys, like Samurai Del Sol that, was tremendous.
He was one of the real highlights of the show.
Yeah.
He was tremendous. Absolutely. TNA needs to grab him and build the X Division around him. Like, he has a lot of great offense.
Yes.
And showed a lot of charisma, too, and he's very smooth in his timing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, definitely, I thought he was very impressive.
There were some local guys like, Principal Richard Pound, who was just a local fucking wrestler in like 2000 in that.
Yeah, exactly. Just somebody, that people that watch wrestling, basically in the failed Stampede that tried to come back around the turn of the millennium there.
Well, Johnny Devine was in. Was there. Wavell Starr was there. Some guys at all three.
Wavell Starr had one of the great moments of the night. He turned into, he turns heel.
He's a Native American, or Native Canadian,
Canadian, yeah. First Nations. The First Nation sensation as he's built. He comes out, in the headdress and the whole thing. And then he turns heel. The Crotchy Vice is an old heel group.
In the 80s in Stampede Wrestling.
I wouldn't say, how would you describe them? Hmm? What was the Karachi? There was Pakistan and India and...
Yeah.
And just kind of the people from that part of the world.
But that's what they were. Well, they were... Karachi is in Pakistan. So
yeah.
Karachi, they had Great Gamma Singh, Great Gamma there. Abu Wizal as the manager. And then you had some white guys who donned turbans, like Bastion Booger Muckin Singh would don a turban and an Edmonton Oilers jersey to get heat in Calgary was Muckin Singh. And then Vulcan Singh, Gary Albright, would just do it. And that's what this Wavell Starr gimmick was, is that he went from being an Indian to an Indian.
Yeah, exactly. And then he joined the Karachi Vice. But they brought him out, I think it was Abdul Wizal or Great Gama. Yeah, Great Gama. comes out, he's kind of playing a manager role, and he's kind of a, like I say, a local legend. He was kind of a guy who was a really solid hand, not a great hand, but a very solid worker.
Oh, and a world traveler. I just watched an old Pro Wrestling This Week with Gordon Sully and Joe Pedicino, and one of their, from 1986, and their, or 1987 rather, and one of their matches came from Montreal Grand Prix Wrestling, and he didn't call himself the Great Gamma. He was like Sheik Ali or something, but it was the Great Gamma.
Oh, yeah, he was. He did. He wrestled all over the world. He was a veteran, and he was very influential in guys like he was the local light heavyweight championship, which was the Commonwealth.
The British Commonwealth Light Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah, so he would hold it. He was the guy who would, he was basically the Jerry Lawler, the guy who would hold it, lose it, hold it, lose it, hold it, lose it. And so a lot of guys like Chris Benoit, Owen Hart, Brian Pillman had their first significant feuds and learned from him and learned a lot of ring psychology. He was very influential in a lot of these guys, you know. And now he's performing as a manager. Now, back to, though, the highlight. They bring out this extremely hot chick, and they give it, they say, you can do whatever you want to her.
Yes, this is your gift for joining the crowd.
And Wavell Star takes the mic, cuts a fairly good promo. The best part is he goes, I like her. I think I'll call her Pam.
Yes.
And he says it, you know, just like that. And that was a great little moment.
That was a great line.
The opening match was tremendous. It was a 4-star minimum match. The last match was similar. Both matches were just like crazy high spots. I said Teddy Hart would do something crazy and would go over. Teddy Hart did something crazy and went over.
Yes. El Generico and Samurai Del Sol as a tag team against, they called themselves Future Endeavors, Trent Beretta. And the loser of the gut check this just yesterday, Brian Cage.
Yeah, Brian Cage, yeah.
They were a tag team to open. Then we had...
Trent Beretta was showed probably this behind. Generico showed the most charisma, I think, on the show of anybody. Yeah. But Trent Beretta possibly showed... Trent Beretta and Chris Masterpiece. We thought the Masterpiece, Masters was going to be there. You know, he showed a lot of charisma, too, and just he was great. It was actually Chris Masters and Bobby Lashley against Lance Armstrong and Lance Archer and Davey Boy Smith Jr.
Yeah.
What do they call themselves again? The Future Shock,
Killer Death Squad,
something like that. Killer Shock Squad,
Killer Squad Elite or something.
Yes, Killer Squad Elite. I think that might be it. It's something like that. It's actually a cool name. I just wish I could. I'm a little groggy, like we say.
Yeah.
His point being, they wrestled a match with each other, and it was like disqualification 3 minutes in. And Lance Storm, who was at ringside doing guest commentary, because they were filming this for the high pay-per-view, came out and saved them from an attack from Johnny Devine. And that led to a 6-man. This, for me, the second best match on the show.
Yeah.
Lance... Russell probably 80 to 90% of the match. Yeah, Lance Storm.
Not Lance Russell.
No, not Lance.
You said Lance Russell. Okay,
I thought I said Lance Armstrong, but whatever.
Yeah, you did earlier, but anyway.
But anyways, Lance Storm. He carried most of the match. Was earlier, but that was.
Well, we're looking at it, and it's like all these guys, and Lance, who's the guy who's supposed to be retired. Was like working like the whole match, and I like turned to you and I said, "Why is Lance working like the whole match?"
I couldn't tell you, but yeah, I mean, basically, it's you know, I like that. Like I say, the opening match was really smooth, a lot of great spots, but to me, they flowed together nicely. The last match was something else with a bunch of crazy, incredible spots.
Oh my
god! Much like the first match. But the psychology wasn't nearly as strong. It was high spots for the sake of high spots. Whereas I didn't feel that so much in the first one, where it kind of flowed into the logic of a match better.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was the last match was the third best match. But there's no question.
The last,
it was some insane shit.
But the last match sent everybody home happy.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing with the last match.
It was a good crowd.
Well, and the thing with the last match as well is that it.
You're in the wrong lane here.
In the wrong lane.
Johnny Devine's, his imitation of Stu was pretty funny, especially when he called the crowd who was bringing him slack jog troglodytes. Yeah, the troglodytes or whatever.
Troglodytes.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But the thing with the last match was a 10-man team, they called it Team Teddy versus Team Johnny. No, Team Conan.
Because Nash wasn't there, though he will be there, they say.
You see, he's there in February with...
He is part of this.
Announced for February is Nash, John Morrison, Jushin Thunder Liger, and Jado, and...
I can't remember, yeah.
What's his tag team partner? Gata and Jado.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. Anyway, they're more tag team champions. They know Lance Storm. They're very... I know one, they did a WCW back in the day there. So they're coming in as well.
Japan.
A New Japan War, essentially. A New Japan Invasion is what they were saying for February. So, but anyway, this last match had had Trent Barrett. I don't know who's on whose team. It was...
No.
Flip Casanova.
The thing about
from
Beretta,
TNA.
I wanted to say this.
Beretta?
He was Beretta. He was charismatic, but to me, a lot of the times, he looked to me like he was trying to take the spotlight away from the guys of the ring.
Yeah.
Well,
and
you know,
the thing was, is that in NXT, and in most of his WWE run, he was a babyface, and here he was a heel.
Yeah.
And so that, what it kind of reeked as to me, is like, okay, you're getting used to being a heel here.
Yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. This might very well have been his first one, match since he's been
released.
It's
been less than a week, so
exactly.
It happened a week ago, last Friday, I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
But, he's
only 25.
Yeah, and I just looked at it like, he did do some masterpiece-like stuff like Chris Masters was doing, just that sort of arrogant, cocky, obnoxious heel.
Yeah.
At the main event, he walked by, like, literally right in front of me carrying that... tray that he
was. That
smash
was a tremendous spot.
Cage's head that it was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
But and Teddy. So it was. I don't know who was in it. We had Flip Casanova from TNA.
Jack Evans. That's where he showed up.
Jack Evans was there. You had Brian Cage back. You had Davey Boy Smith Jr.
One of the things that was really interesting, actually, early on was Trent Barretta, who was just off TV, and Cage, who was just off TV from TNA. They're not as big, but. Barretta, who's been in WWE for a long time, they came out to 1/10 the pop of El Generico, who's never been on TV.
Yeah.
So that kind of did tell you kind of the sense of what the crowd was.
And, and Trent Barretta did a job in the opener.
Yeah, he did,
so, yeah.
He got a pin as well, but, he pinned the guys from the first team.
He got a pin.
Yeah, there was two, there was an elimination.
Oh, it was the elimination, you're right, he got one.
There was
one.
A fuckload of wrestlers. I mean, you had eight guys in the opening. You had a 10-man match, you had a 12-man battle royal, you had a 6-man.
Brady Malibu.
With the anvil. There must have been 40-plus performers on this show.
Brady Malibu from World of Hurt Season 2 was in the battle royal. Came out, and he became my favorite. He came out to the Baywatch theme song.
Yeah.
I wanted him to win, but that's, I forget who won. Heavy Metal.
Heavy Metal, But, all in all, it was a lot of fun. So we're going to head home because Addie's actually got to work in a few hours here, and it's fucking late. But really good show. I'd give it my money if you're thinking about, if you're on the fence and you hear us and you go, shouldn't I order the iPay-per-view? I mean, yeah, I would definitely watch it, and I definitely think the February show we're in.
Yeah, I think we'll go to the February show, February 22nd. So, I think that they've built up enough goodwill with me that I'll spend the whatever, $25 to go back. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a lot of fun.
I will sit in on the floor, though, and not in those metal death seats.
Now, those were
either
true.
That or we'll
or
buy
the corner.
Three.
Or, yeah, exactly. Buy an extra. That said, one more time. I'm not sure. Are we going to do a show Thursday before we head out, or are we going to do a show?
Because you're staying overnight, right?
So that's right.
There,
so
I'm right by the airport, so then we can head out. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so we'll talk to you guys in just a few days then.
So in the meantime, and in between time, that's
it. Get ready for the Rumble.
Very special edition of We Talk Wrestling.
Yeah, that's right. We're OUT.
Good morning, folks.
Addie. Yeah, here it is. Addie at WeTalkWrestling.com.
ADDIE.
Stitcher.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stitcher.
Yeah, WeTalkWrestling.com, Stitcher, iTunes, all that shit.
Yeah.
OUT, right, we're done. Good meantime, in between time, all that
That's
shit.
That's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good morning, folks. You're fat.